This is very informal.
Yeah. This is great.
Yeah, Lucy, tell us what you were just up to.
Oh, I just ran the 1 mile dash route. And that's for the Alaska Day Run coming up. And my theory is, or I guess my rule is if I'm going to host a run, I have to run the distance. Yeah. And we have four different options this run. So I did the 1 mile today. Tomorrow I'm doing the 5K. And Thursday I'll do the 10K.
Ugh.
And I've already done the half, so we're not going to do that one. But yeah, so
absolutely
good for you.
That's what I just did.
Yeah,
it was killing it.
It was great. Nice weather, beautiful fall day.
Yeah,
I had my flannel on, which is makes for. I think I'm going to bring flannels into the running.
You ran in your flannel?
Yeah, yeah. Running scene. I'm going to bring it. It's wonderful because you can unbutton it if you get. It's like a perfect layer. It's not too heavy.
That's very Alaska Day of you to run it in your flannel.
It's. I feel like maybe we should start a trend.
I'm on board.
Hashtag flannel running.
Except I don't run. So. Yeah.
Step one, wear the flannel. Step two, we'll
yeah,
start.
Yeah, that would make me want to run, maybe.
Exactly.
Fashionable.
Yeah,
fashionable
yeah.
running.
Fashionable running. Yeah.
And then just add a beer in there.
Yeah, yeah. That could be a possibility.
Perfect.
Too.
That's no how problem. You would encourage me.
Yeah. Little incentives.
Yeah. Here you go, Keely. You're almost there.
Yeah.
Sweet. You almost
I did run a wine country run.
What?
I ran a half marathon in Oregon. And that had wine stations, so you could stop and drink
How,
wine.
Oh, was it like a mile course?
Oh, it was a 13.1 mile course, and I did not run. I did not drink the wine. So no, I couldn't. I can't even hardly drink Gatorade. It's too
sweet.
It's. I mean, I'll do it every once in a while, but
what is going on? Just so
Sean
everyone knows,
is putting a poster up.
Yeah, and it's super distracting
it's
right
the
now.
Worst time ever, Curly Dog.
One word yet.
That's you right. are being extremely distracting, sir.
Oh,
but in a good way.
Got to work under pressure around here.
That's right. This is live radio, guys.
Yeah. Gotta fly, man. Can't ever just held up.
Yeah.
Okay. Wonderful.
Yeah. So we've got the race Saturday. Yeah. Give us times.
9 a.m. Everything starts at the Nolan Center. So all of the distances will start at the same time. It makes it easier on our timers. Mm-hmm. It makes it, just reasonable on the people who are volunteering. And the runners, it's fun to group up and run. You know, we'll have the, I guess, the strollers and bikes will be in front, strollers and dog, people with dogs behind. Will be in back. And then anybody who wants to really, you know, beat their time, if they've got a personal best that they want to beat, then they can be right up at the front of the
Great.
Start line. So, and we've got, we'll have a registration table set up at 8 a.m. So if folks want to come down early and register and kind of get themselves settled. When you're running a full or a half marathon or any long distance, it's nice to get wherever you need to be a fair bit of time ahead of time just to settle yourself. And you got to go to the bathroom. You kind of get a little nervous, mm-hmm. even though it's not. This is more of a fun run.
It's a fun run.
But
fun
you run. Still compete against yourself a
yeah.
lot. So, and even with the 10K, that 6.2 miles is a significant distance. So it's mm-hmm. a good amount. And then the 5K and the 1 mile, I'm hoping to bring in folks who are walkers and maybe families with kids.
Yeah,
especially
sure.
with the 1 mile dash.
Aren't the Przunkas?
Yes, the Przunkas are paying for all kids 18 and under. So
yeah, that's awesome.
Anybody who's 18 and under who wants to come join us, Lynn and Steve are paying for the entry fees. And all of the entry fees will go to the Wrangell Mariners Memorial Fund. So it's
okay.
for a good cause.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah, it's going to be good.
Do you have enough volunteers?
We do. We have actually, we kind of... nailed out our volunteers last week and a little bit this week. Steve and Lynn are going to help organize the aid station volunteers. So we'll have three aid stations along the course, and aid stations consist of, you know, Gatorade, fruit slices, and cheering and signs,
Twinkies.
Hilarious signs, Twinkies potentially. the other, so Steve and Lynn are going to do that. They're also going to drive the route. And Steve is, volunteering, as an EMT as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
He'll have, the ambulance, which safety is always great, you know,
safety first,
ankles get twisted and things happen. So
yeah, cool.
So it's good. And, we've got some aid station folks coming to the rescue. Squawking Raven, Christy Jameson and Bruce Jameson are going to be on the corner of Zamovia and Case. with an aid station there. And then hopefully we'll get all of our aid stations logged by tonight. Steve's helping with that too. So it's fun to get a crew. The aid station work is, it's a great time. We provide the table. We provide everything. All you do is come pick it up and go put your aid station at the location that we, you know, ask you to be. And you get to hang out with your friends and cheer runners on and high five and all that good stuff. So
yeah, awesome. Yeah.
And then post run, we have delicious snacks. Mm-hmm. We have fun door prizes. And I don't have the full list because we're still getting fishermen to donate. But it started off with Frank Warfel from the FV Pacific Sea. Mm-hmm. He donated a significant amount of money. And right now we've got Wrangell's fishing fleet really stepping up with the help of Jen Miller and the crew from Wrangell Mariners Memorial Fund. So these events do not go down without a small community
absolutely.
Making it happen. So it takes a village to put on an event. So and we're really thankful. Every year I just get massive amounts of volunteers to help. So it's been good.
Bye, Sean.
And then post run, even after the snacks, we're going to do door prize drawing and awards. We've got pies this year for awards for the run. And we'll have pies to give away for the first place of each route or each distance, rather. And then we're going to be at the stick. And hopefully the band will be playing.
Yes.
Yes,
they will.
Band will be playing. So it'll be a family-friendly event. Mm-hmm. So at night, it's adult time.
It is adult time.
From noon to 2 at the stick, it's family time.
Yep, absolutely.
So, yep. So come on down.
You can see the band.
Yep.
Take the kids.
Yep. Grab a coffee.
Do-si-do.
Yep. Jake has always been really great with us as well. He's always supported us. So.
Yeah. So we do have Matt from the band on the phone.
Ooh.
Okay.
So we want to take a little break and then, I don't know, we just put him on the phone now? I don't know how it works.
Let's take a break.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Break it up.
Yeah. Lucy, thank you for coming in. Yeah.
You can stay, by the way.
Yeah. Do you want me to stay?
Sure. Why not?
Okay. I'll stay.
Sweet.
Cool.
Let's go to a song and then we can let Matt come on air and we'll have a chit chat.
Cool.
Okay.
Okay. Let's do it.
Almost like a window pane, holding the light of the passing brightness. Do you feel betrayed? Maybe you've been led astray. Why does it feel so wrong?
We are back. The time is 1:11. This is Talk on the Rock. Lucy's here with us. Keely's here. And we're about to talk to Matt with the band Trego.
That's correct.
Yep. So
Lucy's writing me a check right now.
Yeah, I'm writing out a check for my tickets for the Haunt the Park Halloween bash.
Yeah.
So I can go dancing with an outfit on and eat food and stuff.
Have you picked your outfit yet?
No, I'm going to figure that out.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Figure it out down the road.
Okay.
This is the Alaska Economic Report. I'm Josh Edge.
Matt is on the line. I don't know if you can hear me.
Hi.
You there, Matt?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, can you hear us?
Yeah.
I can.
Hey, Matt. This is Keely. How are you?
Good, how are you?
We're good. We're excited for you to come.
I bet you're not as excited as we are.
Well, I don't know. We're pretty excited.
Okay. Matt, if you can speak up as much as you can.
Sure, yeah. Is that better?
You sound great. Oh, yeah. yeah, so just tell us where your band is from, and how would you explain the type of music that you play?
Yeah, so we are from Spokane, Washington, although the members of our band are from all over the country. Our cello player is from New Jersey. We have a member from Oregon, and a few of us from Spokane and Wisconsin, all over the board there, and then we've been a band for probably 6.5 years now. And yeah, we had featured cello, horns. I play keys, piano, organ, acoustic guitar, and then we have electric guitar and drum and bass. And genre-wise, I'd say we're similar to like The Band or Dr. Dog, if you want to get a little more current, or Josh Ritter, sort of that vein, but definitely very high energy, and we like to have a good time, so. Hope everyone's ready for that.
Yeah.
We're so ready.
Yeah, we're totally ready.
Okay. Oops, we're ready. Cool. They had my mic cut off. We're ready.
Okay.
Yeah, and how do you all feel about coming to Alaska?
It's been on our list. We started this year in Mexico in January. The whole band went down there for a music festival. And this is going to be our last show of the year because our guitar player is going to do some traveling down through South America. So, yeah, and we've been wanting to get up to Alaska for a long time. So it's sort of a nice arc for 2018.
Yeah, we're excited to have you guys up here. We have some things planned for you. I'm going to cook you guys some moose, some shrimp.
Yeah. Oh, man. We are very excited.
Yeah, it'll be good. We're all excited to see you guys. So you guys come into town on Friday. So if you see a bunch, it's a large group. I think there's like 12 of you guys coming. So if you see a large group of people in town, you can probably assume that's the band. So say hi to them. Welcome them to Wrangell, and let's show them a good time.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we'll be hard to miss, I'm sure.
Yeah, this is probably true. But we're really excited to have you up here, Matt. And yeah, get you guys playing our show and have you guys play for Lucy, too. So Lucy's on the air as well, and you guys will be playing for her Alaska Day Fun Run.
Yeah, thank you, Matt, for that. I know music does a great job at celebrating finishing a solid run, and most runners enjoy kicking back, eating some snacks, and perhaps drinking a few beverages and listening to music. So it'll be really great, and we appreciate that you're going to come out and do that for us.
I'm very happy to be there, and thank you for having us.
Yep, absolutely. So we will see you guys on Friday. So thank you so much for calling in, Matt, and we're excited to see you.
All right. See you soon.
Yep. Bye. So what, we can play some more Trago and then
come back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Call in if you have any questions about the party.
Yeah.
Or the run.
There's lots of things happening.
There is.
Yeah.
Let's make it fun.
Okay. Tell us what you're going to dress up as.
No, just come to the party and see.
I can't wait to see the decorations. Last year was amazing. You guys did a phenomenal job.
I think we might be knocking it out of the park this year with the decorations.
Yeah, I feel like it's like last year was so much fun. There was some great dancing that happened, really fun costumes, and it was just a great night. So
yeah,
it was much,
I am excited.
Much needed.
Yeah.
And having live music in Wrangell is so important. And the fact that we have that and people work, I don't know if you've never organized an event or have had to get a band into Wrangell, Alaska. It's definitely tough. Mm-hmm. And so I hope that people recognize that and come out and really enjoy the effort that you guys have put in, because I know how hard it is to get people up here. over here, down here, wherever anywhere. They're traveling. We're an island in Southeast Alaska, so it's tough. And to put them up and get them everything, it's a lot. So I hope people come out and enjoy that.
Yeah, absolutely. Because if not, then it's probably something that won't continue to happen.
Right. You got to support those events. And I think Wrangell does a really good job at that. And they recognize that. And so it's rare to have live music in Wrangell. And I would love to see it happen more. Yeah. So.
And not even though that it's live music or a Halloween party. It's also KCK is one of our biggest fundraisers for the year.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so I feel like maybe that's been lost a little bit in all of the hype of like, it's a Halloween party. Mm-hmm. We have a band, and mostly on my fault too, and like how I promote it. And at the end of the day, this is a giant fundraiser for KSDK and keeping the station alive.
Well, and that's a solid point. Like I know there's a lot of, it's hard, like pledge drives are really difficult. And I think they're difficult for the staff. They're, although they're fun and they're needed and that's, you know, but it, you have to mix it up, and you guys are doing just that. And it's always been said, well, you know, do something else, branch out, and with the things that you guys are collaborating with Raimi on trivia nights and wine tasting. And you guys have done a lot to branch out and to mix it up and to involve all genres of music and people. And so
trying to make something for everybody. We just added an art auction. We'll have an art auction at the Stikine on the 30th of November.
There's all kinds of fun, some prime jazzy things.
Some art.
Love it.
Yeah. Some drinks.
Meat and art.
What more do you want?
You don't.
Well, running in a Halloween party.
I'm going to get my flannel and put that on.
Why don't we just auction it off?
Yeah.
Ooh. It's a piece of art.
Nobody would want it. It's gross.
Maybe we get Jared a bit on it. Who knows? Oh,
yeah. He wouldn't. Yeah. He'd just be like, get that thing out of here.
Yep. So, yeah, we have a lot going on this Saturday. So it's important for Wrangell to get out and be a community and just share love with everybody this Saturday.
Absolutely.
We need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, let's go to some jams. If you want to call in, that would be great. If not, we'll come back and sign off.
Seems my dreams have become things I never dreamed I'd be dreaming of. I cannot lie, the person I used to be is not the me.
All right, we're back. We were just listening to some tunes from Trago. That's the band that's coming up. We just got to talk with Matt from Trago. And again, we're here with Keely and Lucy. I was wondering how you all formed your partnership for Saturday's celebrations.
Yeah.
Go, Lucy.
Okay, I'll go. I decided to host the Alaska Day Fun Run this year. It's a semi-annual, I guess, somewhat run. Last year I didn't host it. I just had too many things going on. So in that thought process, I called Raimi up and I chatted with him because he's a great collaborator when it comes to live music, and I wanted a band. So he dropped the the mention of the Halloween bash and said, well, I think Keeley's trying to get a band. And so I texted up, I texted Keeley, and it just so happened that Keeley and KSDK were doing the Halloween bash on the 20th, which is the same day I had in mind. And I thought, well, heck yes, I know how hard it is. And I thought we could take some of the funding that was being donated to the Wrangell Mariners Memorial. I knew we were going to have to pay money anyway, and toss that to KSDK to help with that. So that is where what we came up with.
That's how our beautiful union started.
It is. It's like a great marriage. But yeah, and she sent me a clip of the band, and I listened to him, and I thought, man, that will be great. It's music for everyone, and folks can get down and dance to it. And
yeah, and I love that the children are able to see them.
Yeah,
you know, because that's something that this event doesn't do. It doesn't allow, you know, the kids of Wrangell to be able to go out and see the band. And yeah, it's kind of an unfortunate thing. So I love the fact that we could team up with you and be able to create that. And
I also
help promote something that is healthy and good for the community.
Yep,
you know,
absolutely. And I agree with that. And Jake is always really wonderful. He allows us to go into the Stick Cafe and into the bar side. Of course, they're not serving meals or the bar is not open, but the Stick Cafe will be open. And we go in there and kind of take over. And at one point, we've had 60 to 70 people in that area for the award celebration and the door prize drawing. And that's on Saturday post run. So, yeah, and the kids have always taken over the dance floor and just
run around like
crazy.
Run
around and
get some
rocked
hot chocolate
out
in them.
Yeah, and get some, get a little bit of chocolate and more sugar, a few more dabs of sugar, and they got it. So it's,
perfect.
Yeah.
So what's, tell us about the run again. Let's break it on down.
Yep, break it on down. The run is honoring Alaska Day, and there are several distances. There's the half marathon, there's the 10K, there's the 5K, and there's a 1 mile dash. So there's options for everybody. You can walk or run the 5K or the 1 mile dash. The 10K and the half marathon, we want you to run that, those two distances. Those are longer distances. And we've got volunteers, aid stations. That starts at 9 a.m. The run will start. However, at 8 a.m., you can come and register and get your things all settled, your ducks in a row, and then the run, all the distances start at 9. Post-run, we'll be heading down to the Stick at noon. So from noon to 2, we'll be there giving away door prizes. You have to be there, and you have to be have been a participant in order to be eligible in the door prizes.
Yeah.
And you have to be there to pick up your door prize.
Okay.
So just a side note on that, you've got to stick around, got to hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's from noon to 2 at the Stick. And then we wrap up. And then we're going to go home, probably take a nap.
Yeah, eat a couple donuts.
Eat a couple donuts. That's how I nap.
That's my favorite.
Get my sugar on, and then I take a nap. And then we're going to go do the Halloween bash.
Yeah, but for the run, aren't you highly suggesting people dress up in costumes?
I am. I'm highly suggesting it. I will have a tote full of onesie-type costumes.
There's a turkey costume.
There is a turkey costume. There's a penguin costume. There's a dinosaur costume. There's a unicorn costume.
There's
an American flag. A giraffe, which is very tight-fitting.
It's very tight-fitting.
I've worn it. I wore that thing to lead a body pump class, and it was the worst idea I've ever had.
Yeah.
So I did wash it. I wash all the costumes each and every time. So they're going to be clean and in the tote. But we're encouraging people to dress up. Dress your kids up in an extra Halloween costume or something that they want to wear and come down and do the dash. It'll be really fun. And all proceeds for the event go to the Wrangell Mariners Memorial Fund.
And the Prezunkas are donating.
The Prezunkas are paying for the fees of all kids 18 and under. And that is a huge contribution. And they're wonderful.
And that's great to get the youth out there.
Absolutely.
Get running. Okay, awesome. And then after you do all of that running and pie eating and afternoon dancing, take your little nap like Lucy.
Yep.
Get your costume on and then come down to the Nolan Center. At 8 p.m. we'll start that party, and we do have the live band. They will be playing acoustic set with Lucy, so it'll be a little bit, you know, calmer, toned down, and then there'll be full live band at the Nolan Center at 8 p.m. We will still have tickets for sale there. You can buy pre-sale tickets now at KSDK or Groundswell, or if you run into any of us ladies anywhere, we'll have tickets on us. And that's $15 in advance, $20 at the door. We will have beer, wine, and winter sangria, a costume contest, door prizes for showing up. So the costume contest is going to be at 10 p.m. too. So we're going to have a set time on that. We have multiple categories, I think, like best couple or group, most original, crowd favorite, and like think maybe like the scariest or funniest. I can't remember. There was a fourth one that we decided on. So we have cool prizes for that. We've had a lot of sponsors donate, and it'll be a good time. That's if you came great. Last year, mm-hmm. you know how much fun it's going to be. If you haven't come yet, do. We spend a lot of time decorating the Nolan Center. Like yeah. the Nolan Center is completely and totally transformed. And this year we are doing Haunt the Park, which is a theme based off of City Park at yeah. night, you know?
It's going to be great. I'm really looking forward to seeing the decorations. You guys did a great job yep. last year.
Thank you. We're going to get started maybe a little bit tonight or today, mm-hmm. but tomorrow it's the D-Day. Start decorating the Nolan Center.
Yes.
And all day on Thursday. Nice. So, and we have a decorating party tonight. And June is really good at making tombstones, if you heard the promo.
Thank you.
She's supposed to verify her tombstone making skills.
I'm good at it, but really, I should say Sean Curley's good at it. And now we have Marshall helping us. He's pretty good
oh,
at it,
Oh, he'll be
too.
Good, too.
Yeah.
That'll
yeah.
be a nice
I was
crew.
Thoroughly impressed, though.
Thank you.
Yeah. So
that's awesome.
Going to have some tombstones. That's all I'm letting you know. So, yeah, come on out. It's going to be a busy Saturday, and it is. It's something going on in Wrangell. Mm-hmm. So if you're ever board or ever think that there's not something going on, mm-hmm. there's definitely a lot going on Saturday.
I honestly don't see how people can get bored in Wrangell. There Ooh. Are always so many things happening. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on, whether it's kid events
yep.
or after, you know, adult activities, community events. There's always something.
Yep. Get out.
So yeah, Do get it. Out. Get after it.
So love each other on
get
Saturday.
Involved.
Yep.
All right, the time is 1:28. Lucy, thank you so much for coming into the studio.
Absolutely, thanks for having me.
Kaylee, I'll see you.
Yeah, I'll be here
in a couple minutes.
For the rest
you guys
of
are
the
gonna
day.
Still be in the yeah. stuff.
And we'll still be sitting yeah. right here.
Yeah.
No. yeah. Awesome. Thank you.
Okay. Peace out, everybody. We'll be back next Tuesday with a different guest.
Bye.